so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas. That's what we do every week right here in the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, former Texan, Jeff Fletcher. And thanks for listening tonight. All songs, I think, kind of tell a story of some kind, maybe just of a moment or maybe an emotion. But some have much more complete and complex plots and even seem like a short story. And so that's our focus tonight, story songs. Some that are stories of love, some of crime, some of kind of both, some of revenge, and some just flat weird. Our opening set tonight is neither one of these, however, but the first describes a really incredibly vast and distinct part of Texas, and the second describes a microenvironment, a parking lot. We're going to lead off with James McMurtry and a song about a city, an appropriately named part of North Texas, called Level Land.
Flatter than a tabletop, makes you wonder why they stopped here. Wagon must have lost a wheel, or they lacked ambition one. In the great migration west, separated from the rest, though they might have tried their best, they never caught the sun. So they sunk some roots down in this dirt to keep from blowing off the earth. They built a town right here, and when the dust had all but cleared, they called it Level Land. Right now, Level Land. Granddad grew dry land wheat, stood on his own two feet. His mind got incomplete, and they put him in the home. Daddy's cotton grows so high, sucks the water table dry. His rolling sprinklers circle by, bleeding it to the bone. Watch him go. We'll be right back. outside and watch the stars at night. She'd tell me to make a wish, and I'd wish we both could fly. Don't think she's seen the sky since we got the satellite dish. And I can hear the marching band doing the best they can to play. Smoke on the water, joy to the world. I paid up all my debts, got some change left over yet. Mine getting on a whisper jet, gonna fly as far as I can get. Lowland, done the best I can. Sitting on the fender of someone else's truck, drinking Old Crow whiskey, hot 7-Up out in the parking lot. And you can hear the band playing right through the wall. Ain't no cover charge, ain't no last call out in the parking lot. Now there's a couple of cowpokes putting up their dukes. There wasn't much to it after both of them puked out in the parking lot. Someone called the police, and the police finally came, and they wrote them a couple of tickets, and they took a couple of names out in the parking lot. Well, I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel, and I love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. Some have given up, some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. Whoops, there's a couple that could not wait to get home. They're probably in love, so let's leave them alone out in the parking lot. Now the band is on the bus, they're all loaded up to leave. But the drummer's got a girlfriend and she's tugging at his sleeve out in the parking lot. Well, I love to see the neon
dancing on the gravel. I love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. Some have given up, some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. Now everybody's gone and they have shot out all the lights, and the dust begins to settle, and it's never been so quiet out in the parking lot.
Guy Clark with Out in the Parking Lot from the Best of the Dual Tone Years. That came out in 2017, about a few months after Guy died. And even occasional listeners to Boogie Back know about Guy, as the liner notes to this record say, he was a channeler of the human condition, plain spoken poet, master luthier, and probably the closest thing to Hemingway that Nashville or even the Lone Star State would ever see. Lean prose, gut strings ringing, and a hard won dignity that embraced tenderness as the ultimate manifest of toughness. Pretty good description of Guy Clark. Before Guy, we heard James McMurtry and Level Land from his album Where'd You Hide the Body. Came out in 1995 and probably my favorite album of his. James was born in Fort Worth and after his dad, and who was Larry McMurtry, and his mom, an English professor, split up, James moved to Houston with his dad, and he began playing guitar at age 7. And years later, while he was studying some English and some Spanish at the University of Arizona in Tucson, he began to play some sets at a place called the Sawmill Cafe, and he later went to San Antonio and worked as a bartender and a happy hour serenader. With his kind of sense of humor and his voice, a serenader is interesting to me. Anyway, he was in the St. Mary's Entertainment District. After winning an award at the Kerrville Folk Festival, he got a break with John Mellencamp, who produced his first record, and his career has taken off since, and you can see him at the Continental Club in Austin, Texas, on Congress, South Congress. Listen to story songs from Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, pulling these stories from the archives. I really appreciate you listening in. In the opening to tonight's show, I mentioned crime stories, and there seems to be an awful lot of them. And sometimes there's a crime or a significant pain put on some people that puts those people over the top in a quest for revenge. And here are two revenge stories, one pretty severe and one less so. We're going to lead off with the more severe. Here's the Chicks and Goodbye, Earl.
Marianne and Wanda were the best of friends all through their high school days. Both members of the 4-H Club, both active in the FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't too there.
teenage daughter who attended Hopper Valley Junior High. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. She said, Mama, I got a note here from the Hopper Valley PTA. The note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and running around with men and going wild. We don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. It was signed by Secretary of the Hopper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. They were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her miniskirt into the room. She walked up to the blackboard and I recall the things she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Hopper Valley PTA. Now there's Bobby Taylor sitting there and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice when he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary left this town? Shouldn't Widow Jones be told to keep her window shades pulled down? Well, Mr. Hopper couldn't make it cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she had a little nip of gin. When you have the nerve to tell me that you think as a mother I'm not fit, well, this is just a little painting place and you're a Hopper Valley hypocrite. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did happen just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Hopper Valley PTA. The day my mama socked it to the Hopper Valley PTA.
That was Stephanie Urbana Jones with Hopper Valley PTA, written by Tom T. Hall, and a major hit and a Grammy winner, I think, for Jeannie C. Riley way back in the late 60s, I bet 68. That song inspired a movie in 1978 and a short-lived TV series, both starring Barbara Eden, and I can see her in that role. The singer you heard, Stephanie Urbana Jones, she's born in San Antonio. She's also a shamanic minister. She prides herself on her Hispanic heritage, and that comes out in her music. The album that Hopper Valley PTA came from is called Tularosa. She takes some classic country songs and injects Tejano elements into them. It's interesting stuff. I've played one or two songs off that album in the past. Before Stephanie, we heard The D-Chicks and Goodbye Earl from their Grammy Award-winning album Fly that was released back in 1999, their rather gruesome revenge tale has an almost comedic video, and it's got an amazing cast. Dennis Franz from Hill Street Blues and NYPD Blue as Earl, Jane Krakowski from 30 Rock as Wanda, and Lauren Holly from Picket Fences and NCIS as Mary Ann. So quite the cast. Dixie Chicks, of course, are Marty Erwin McGuire and her sister Emily Erwin Robeson, and Natalie Maines, daughter of the great pedal steel player Lloyd Maines. And you've heard a few times in the show about their kerfuffle and boycott of their records by country radio based on comments that Natalie made about George W. Bush when they were on tour in England. Their defiant record response, Taken Long Way, won 5 Grammys in 2007. I think they've done okay with that. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing some songs that tell rather robust narratives tonight. Thanks for listening. Well, thanks to those folks. Thanks to all of you who are members of The Voice of Vashon. If you aren't a member, please go to our website and sign up, and you'll keep us on the radio. Next up, we're going to turn to some love stories that also have an element of crime and a little connection to the Texas-Mexico border as well. We're going to lead off with two rather distinct voices. Ray Charles and Willie Nelson and Seven Spanish Angels.
Looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar
of the sun.
In the cool of the evening, she calls me to dance. My back's about broken, chopping the plants. My soul is so thirsty, I can't sleep at night. Walks in my dreams, brings me delight. I was born to the worker, to toil and to strive. My father before me, he worked all his life. He took nothing for granted. He said, son, never bend. This heart that's been broken, only her love can mend. Some men could give you ranches and rivers with fences and barbed wire to keep out the cold. But me, I got nothing. No titles to nothing. Just a love and a fire. More precious than gold. Something's going down. Would you pack your things and run with me? Tomorrow at sunrise, with the dew on the cotton, they'll cut loose the watchdog when they see that we're gone. Smile of my sweet one asleep on the car seat. 10 miles to the border where we will be free. Some men could give you ranches and rivers with fences of barbed wire. Out the cold, but me, I have nothing. No titles to nothing, just a love and a fire, more precious than gold.
Well, that was Joe Ely, Ranches and Rivers, from his album Letter to Laredo, released in 1995. You also heard a Dutch flamingo guitar player, I'll let that sink in, a Dutch flamingo guitar player named Taye, and also Lloyd Maines on dobro, pedal steel, and slide. Joe grew up in Lubbock with his running buddies at Monterey High School, Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Butch Hancock, and together the three of them were a group called the Flatlanders. Joe Ely brought a little rock and roll. Jimmy Dale Gilmore knew everything that there was about country, and Butch Hancock brought the kind of the folk feel to that group, and it's quite a group. And, well, Terry Allen was up there as well in Lubbock at Monterey High School at the same time. He's a songwriter and visual artist. And I think if you ask Islander Ian Moore about Joe, you're going to get a few stories about playing in his band, as well as the influence that Joe had on him. Before Joe, we heard Willie Nelson and Ray Charles and Seven Spanish Angels, and I got that from the Essential Willie Nelson, released in 2003, but the original recording came from a Ray Charles album called Friendship that was recorded way back in February of 1984, and that song reached number one on the singles chart in 1984. Of course, Willie's from Abbott, Texas, and one of the things I like about him is he records with all these different people, which lets us hear voices from outside of Texas as well, and in this case, of course, Ray Charles from Georgia. Here's another love and crime song, this time from Steve Miller, called Take the Money and Run, on The Voice of Vashon.
Hoo-hoo! This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue, two young lovers with nothing better to do. Sit around the house, get high and watch a tune. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to Buell, El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big hassle. Billy Joe shot a man while robbing his castle. Bobby Sue took the money and run.
Steve Miller Band and Take the Money and Run from their Fly Like an Eagle album released in 1976. Steve was a really lucky guy. He grew up in Dallas, and Les Paul and Mary Ford were regular visitors to his parents' homes, and other guys such as T-Bone Walker and Charlie Mingus visited the house all the time. In fact, T-Bone taught Steve how to play the guitar with his teeth and behind his back. Probably some other things as well. Steve went to St. Mark's School and teamed up with Boz Scaggs there in their first band, The Marksmen, and off they went. Of course, Steve got kicked out of that school. I don't know if Boz did, but Steve did. You listen to Story Songs on Boogie Back to Texas tonight, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, having a bunch of fun playing them for you. Thanks for listening. Well, we're in a bit of a rut, and I think it's a good rut. And this rut is love songs that involve crime. We're going to open this set with a guy who loves two things, a motorcycle and a redheaded woman. Here's Robert Earl Keen and the classic 1952 Vincent Black Lightning.
Feel special on any such light. Said James to Red Money, my hat's off to you. That's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he put it on behind. And down to Box Hill, they did ride. Said James to Red Molly's, a ring for your right hand. But I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I've fought with the law since I was 17. I've robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. I'm 21 years old, might not make 22. Don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Come down, Red Molly, said Sergeant McRae. They've taken young James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast to the chest, left nothing inside. Oh, come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. When she got to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. Said I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Said James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world. It's a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. No nuns and minions and greases won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. And he reached for a hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use of these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home.
Christopher Cross from San Antonio and Ride Like a Wind from his self-titled album, Christopher Cross, released in December of 1979. You also heard Michael McDonald on backup vocals. That album is kind of significant. It won, Album of the Year, beating out Pink Floyd's The Wall. The album had 5 singles, and it had top 20 on the pop charts. And Christopher was the first artist in Grammy history to win all 4 general field awards in a single ceremony. His star rather quickly faded, however, in the dawn of the MTV and era, and his music just didn't come across that well there. One of the things, though, I did find out about him, his dad was a physician, and in the mid-50s, he was the physician for President Dwight David Eisenhower's grandchildren. Before Christopher, we heard Robert Earl Keane and the 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. That came from his album, Happy Prisoner, and the Bluegrass Sessions, released in 2015. Vincent Motorcycles had a reputation of being the fastest, and Richard Thompson played on that notion when he wrote this song back in 1955, and it's been covered by a whole bunch of folks. Quite a bluegrass classic. Robert Earl Keane was born in Houston. He went to Texas A&M, played a little music there with folks like Lyle Lovett. And he's got 18 albums out, and his live shows can get pretty raucous. And you're going to, I believe, hear one of those shows, part of one of those shows, next week. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, which happens to be your island connection. Tonight, we're listening to story songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. Next up, we have just a weird story about a guy who gets a very early edition of the paper, as a matter of fact, a week early, and makes some money. But listen carefully, there are a few biblical undertones in this whole song of denying one's maker, and you can interpret it yourself. But here's T-Bone Burnett and the strange case of Frank Cash and the morning paper.
Late September 2 years ago, Frank Cash was down on his luck. He made a killing at Churchill Downs, but dropped it all at Aqueduct. And that left him somewhat thunderstruck. So he rented a place down on Lonely Street. He was looking for somewhere to hide. The papers showed up at the door every day, and he'd go through the classifieds. Then one morning he turned to the sports page, and he noticed that something was strange. The race results were from the day before, but the football scores were for next week's games. Frank felt scared and a little deranged, but a switchboard lit up in his brain. That Sunday he watched in amazement as the scores flashed by on his TV set. Monday morning he ran for the paper. He made it to the phone and began placing bets. He put 10,000 that night on the Jets. 10 grand he didn't have on the Jets. It happened like that the whole season. He couldn't even count all the money he made. He started buying Italian women and shoes, which he kept in a sprawling estate on the lake. And by that I don't mean by the lake, I mean on the lake. He waited all summer for football to start. The maid brought him the paper each day, but all he could find was yesterday's scores. The damn paper had ceased to prognosticate. Then a look of horror crossed his face. It had finally dawned on him, but too late. His rolls hit the pavement at 120, headed for Lonely Street. He rang the bell and a John Walker answered. Frank pressed his luck against the door screen. Frank asked if he still got the paper. John Walker said, "What do you care?" Frank answered, "I need to see the sports section just for a minute." And John Walker stared. Frank tried pushed through the doorway. John pulled the real 45. The dogs were all barking as the rolls pulled away. John Walker was no longer alive.
The judge looks down through his bifocals. The peers of the jury squirm in their seats. The courtroom is silent except for his footsteps. Frank Cash is about to speak. Frank says, "Your Honor, and ladies and gentlemen of the jury, all this has been happening to me because of this guy named T-Bone Burnett. He's been making all this up. And I just want to say, I don't believe in him. In fact, I don't even think he exists. And not only that, but this song is over."
Delivered again, but I gave him back all the money he spent. And he married a woman with a lot of soul, and his first son will become president. If you see him, tell him I said hello, and that I'm happy to be able to call him my friend.
T-Bone Burnett, and the strange case of Frank Cash and the Morning Paper. Yes, indeed, denied three times. T-Bone was born in St. Louis, but he was raised in Fort Worth, and he discovered music through his parents' 78s, as well as music from a variety of different genres on the radio. He picked up the guitar and eventually became good enough to tour with Dylan on his Rolling Thunder review in the mid-70s. He then played in a couple bands, and then he went solo, and he's released albums off and on through the years. Of course, he's probably better known as a producer of all kinds of albums, as well as the soundtrack of movies like The Big Lebowski, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Cold Mountain, and Crazy Heart. I count 15 Grammys. Quite a talent. We're going to go out the door tonight of tonight's story edition of Boogie Back to Texas with a song about a hurricane that hit Galveston in 1900. Deadliest disaster in U.S. history, between 6,000 and 12,000 fatalities, although 8,000 is the most commonly used number, 10,000 homeless as a result of the storm, and the path caused fatalities on its path northward, including Canada. Galveston was booming at the time. It was the fourth largest city in Texas, but the storm pretty well wiped it out. Eric Larson wrote a great book about it called Isaac's Storm, and the song is an American folk song covered by a whole bunch of people, especially Tom Rush. And this version is from Nancy Griffith with 24 different voices. And you're going to hear in the female lead, you're going to hear Nancy, Carolyn Hester, Odetta, and Emmylou Harris. And then you're going to hear Tom Rush and Jamie Hatfield and Frank Christian in the male leads. Song is Wasn't That a Mighty Storm from Nancy Griffith and a whole crew of voices right here in the Voice of Vashon.
Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Well, wasn't that a mighty storm? It blew all the people all away.
You know the year of 1900, children many years ago. Death come howling on the ocean. Death calls, you got to go. Galveston had a seawall to keep the water down. The high tide from the ocean spread the water over the town.
Wasn't that a mighty storm?
Trestle gave way to the water, and the trains, they went on down.
It wasn't that a mighty storm.
Flood took my neighbor, took my brother too. I thought I heard my father calling, and I watched my mother go.
And wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Well, wasn't that a mighty storm?